Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me I have Chris, Lauren, Sharpie, and Steve. Hello.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
Howdy, Lisa.
Howdy, Sharpie. Everyone doing all right?
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Steve.
What do you mean, hi, Lauren?
Well, you didn't say hi to Lauren.
She did.
Oh, she did?
I gave an overall blanket hello.
Well, Sharpie always gets his own hello. Well,
he does. What's up with that? He's not special.
No, you guys each had your own. Steve does a hey. Sharpie does a howdy. Chris does a hello. And Lauren does a hiya. So we're going to be talking today about a couple of, well, we see a connection between them, but a couple of different things that we experienced on a recent Mouse Chat meetup down in Orlando, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to cover just some things. We've got the Jack Lindsay Hangar Bar, Jelly Rolls. We're going to talk about Disney Springs. Just give you some insight into some other things. So let's take off with Jelly Rolls because we were all there.
Yeah, we did it for a Mouse Chat meetup. And I know Chris and I were kind of like,
You went in expecting that it wasn't going to tickle your fancy.
We don't like
it sucked.
Oh,
no,
this
kidding.
Is Chris. You know, here's the thing. I was not looking forward to it. I was like, oh, peanut butter.
Like it.
I actually
thought. You sat there and whined the entire time.
No, so I actually.
Don't
wait,
do
hey.
This to me. Do not hey. Put a positive spin on it. You didn't like it any more than
no,
I do.
I did
so
like
don't
it.
Don't be a big wuss
no,
and
I thought,
say you liked it.
I thought it was much better
you
than
thought
I thought.
It sucked.
I did not.
You are. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go on record to mm-hmm. say the entire time he complained.
Well,
and
no.
So,
all right.
But, there was some funny stuff. The guy
yes,
was funny.
It was funny. It was good
it
was for a meetup. I thought it was much better for a meetup than I thought it would be. Because they got to know our group, and they did special little, they did a Mouse Chat theme song for us. They were funny, very
it
funny.
It was awesome.
It was. Oh it, I mean, for a meetup,
that
you couldn't.
That was cute. That part
yes.
was
you couldn't ask for more.
Music was bad.
No.
It's like,
oh my God, the music was awesome.
The
they
music
were pretty
was
good.
No, do you know
it
what?
It was fantastic.
It was awesome.
Do you know what? So we had a nice group there, and one of my friends, Brent, who was there, said, I won't say exactly what he said, but the one thing he said was, you know, they start out at all these piano bars, they start out with really bad music, but usually they get something that really gets the crowd going and it's some good music and everything. They didn't do that.
Here's
and
the
I
thing.
Right.
They play
stay long
requests.
I stayed until 10 after 10. That was three. I gave them 3 hours of my life.
They play requests. So they play what comes in. So
but they don't play for the first hour.
What songs did you request of them?
I didn't request anything because.
And they didn't play the music you wanted to hear.
They would not have played the one song I wanted to request. They wouldn't have even known.
Steve. But trust me, Jesse and I have been there at least a half dozen times now, and they have yet to not know something. I mean, it was they are
I'm sure
veritable in walking encyclopedias of music.
They, I'm sure they are, and you know the thing is they were really talented. They were very funny. It's just I have to add a caveat. I don't really like anything like a bar, so I'm kind of a party pooper. I like to go a place where I can actually talk and hang out with a small group of people. Mm-hmm. It was just not my thing.
Well, you can't really talk there.
I hate that.
No,
I know. Why are we friends? Because you like to sit and talk with me.
No, I said I made friends that night.
Oh, you made friends. Okay. So
yeah, the table behind us, they were amazing.
Yeah, the table behind us were like my new best friends.
Are those the people that I saw on the photos that I didn't recognize?
Yeah, Lauren was taking selfies with the people on the table behind
us.
Yeah, I saw
that.
It all
that.
Started off like, when the guy photobombed her. And then
yeah,
that just
started it.
Broke
that
open the gate and they were our best friends after that.
Nice.
You know, the reality is I'm just, it's not my thing. And even if the music had been better, it's just not my thing. I'm a quieter.
And that's
as mouthy as I could be, I am a quieter night kind of person. It's never, even when I was 22, I didn't like bars. And so probably not going to enjoy it.
You would enjoy a piano lounge, someplace with light music, but still not loud enough to where you can still have a conversation.
Do you know what I ended up loving was we left because we stayed until like 10:10 and then I went with two of our friends and the three of us waited and y'all came like an hour later. Steve and Lisa did. We gave them a ride back and we went to the lounge in the boardwalk. I can't remember the name of that lounge.
The Bellevue.
Bellevue yeah, Lounge. Yes. Thank you very much. I love that place. And it's cute. It's well, you know, it's light enough. You can actually see who you're talking to. We met these awesome, nice, drunk people. And we just had a really good time for like an hour.
There
we could talk.
Awesome, nice, drunk people.
Like Lauren.
And it's just totally different, like Chris was saying. I mean, you can't talk at Jelly Rolls. It's very loud.
No, not at all.
You're there for the entertainment.
Yeah. And so it's yeah. So that's the experience there. And then Chris, the Bellevue Lounge is like this lounge that like I'd even like 99% of the people who go to Disney have no idea it's
don't
even,
even
there.
Know it's there.
So
yeah.
It's nice, it's quiet, you sit on a couch, you know, there's it's like your own little private lounge and yeah. You can chat with friends or people there. So it's a totally different experience.
It's just yeah. So I mean when I say it sucked and I do, you know, I do believe it did. And I think you did too, Steve.
No, I thought it was going to, it was much more entertaining than I
you
thought it would
it
be. It was, there was much, because... hey, it was much more professional than I thought it was. I think it was perfect for an event because the yeah. majority of the people in our group had a wonderful time and stayed until it closed at 1:30, 1:45 in the morning.
Well, and I agree with you that it's a very good place to go for a group. Like for people like, you know, you have a lot of people having weddings and stuff there. It's good for anyone 21 and up. So you could be a younger person. And if you, I mean, you know, enjoy that, you'd be fine. And older person, whatever your age, it's very inclusive. It's not like a bar where people are loud and drinking and getting rowdy, but it is loud. And, you know.
It's very loud, and we didn't realize how loud it was, Steve and I, until we stepped outside, and we're like, wow,
yeah.
Silence.
Yeah.
I'm mostly teasing. I am mostly teasing when I say it sucked. I thought they were funny.
Yeah, I mean, the talent was very good. They know every song.
I was impressed. They sang like a Johnny Cash song. I'm like, that's really good.
They
sang Beastie Boys.
Yeah. It is, I'm like... Yeah. Everything from John Denver to Journey.
To okay, the Mouse Chat you're theme song.
John Denver, I'd have to just leave at that
point. Oh, I love
hey,
John
Hey, it was
Denver.
Country Roads. Back off, lady.
I agree. I'm going to give you that one, okay? But yeah, I mean, you know, I thought they were really good. Like I said, I'm kind of teasing. It's just not my cup of tea. I'm a dud loser. I like a quiet setting.
And that's just your personality
and
type.
And
that's
the TV. Kind of girl.
Yeah, all the songs that I requested, they played everything.
No, I was just trying to say they played Rainbow Connection.
I had that on my request. I never turned it in.
That was awesome. He actually sat up on the piano, and he actually did the motions like he was Kermit the Frog. It was awesome. It was so entertaining. I thought the whole experience was awesome. I thought it was a great time. I absolutely loved it. I thought it was mobbed. I would have never expected it to be that crowded.
Yeah.
The energy in the room was great. I thought the whole thing was great.
It was fun.
They were phenomenal.
The entire
bar was singing Let's Go Fly a Kite. It was awesome. Because a lot of those people were practically high as a kite.
Yeah. That was the one song I hate. Well, one of the few that I did not like the song choice. But
I couldn't stop singing the unicorn song.
Oh, that was funny.
Yes. It was. It was very funny.
I think
it was good.
The only the downside was the cost of the liquor. Like the cost of the liquor was ridiculous.
Yeah. I stuck with wine. It wasn't bad.
How much was a glass of wine?
$9. Normal.
How much was a beer? Terry had beer.
I don't know how much the beer was.
The 32-ounce like special, the big tall red cup that I had, that was $12.
Oh, well, that's what we should have done.
Yeah.
Because we were all doing shots at $12 to $14 a piece.
Woo!
And some red zombie or I don't even know, some raspberry something or other thing. And they have like no alcohol in them.
Yeah. And those kind of situations, I think you're better off doing beer or wine.
Yeah.
Because they can't water that down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you would think a shot, they couldn't water a shot down.
Sure they can. They water the vodka down.
Yeah, it was like nothing. Because I don't drink at all, and we had at least 3 to 4 shots. and it was nothing.
Yeah, you guys should have been hammered.
No, it was not.
But the thing is, they do mixed shots. Like, that, you're not just getting a shot of liquor. You're getting a couple different types of alcohol in there.
Yeah.
But I'll have nothing in
them. One time Jesse ordered something called the gingerbread man. It was we were there in early December, and it tasted like a gingerbread cookie.
Okay, the next thing that we're going to go over is the Jack Lindsay Hangar Bar, and this is at the new Disney Springs, and it's really detailed. It's the bar, it's kind of cool. It's got all kinds of trinkets, and there's a backstory for this bar. So apparently Indiana Jones had this pilot that he would call on, Jack Lindsay, and he'd, you know, take him on all the different adventures. And they were looking for the Fountain of Youth in Florida. And so Jack ended up setting up a hangar there so they could go on all their little adventures. And then eventually Jack sold it to someone. And in honor of Jack, they had all kinds of aviation memorabilia. And it's really cool. Adventure maps. Just cool stuff, Indiana Jones type memorabilia. And this bar is chock full of stuff. Yeah. There is no little, boredom for your eyes.
Little Adventurers Club remnants in there as well. If you remember the Adventurers Club from Pleasure Island, there's some pieces, of course, that have made their way in there.
So this particular bar, it has indoor and outdoor seating. It has bar snacks. We didn't really get the bar snacks, but you guys, Chris and Steve, you were with me, and we met up with Ray and his wife Jennifer, and just had a nice little hour or so sitting down having some drinks. What'd you have, Steve?
I had an Anything Goes, which comes in a very tall, elegant glass, and I think it's kind of maybe a pinkish or orangish manly color. And it's kind of very,
very juicy,
very sweet,
fruity.
It's not my thing. I don't know what my thing is, but I don't think
fruity is your thing.
Yeah, it is. I like maybe a Kahlua Colada or something. Or
okay, Kahlua Colada is not fruity.
What?
Even I know that.
What's Pina Colada? It's like a
Kahlua Colada. I like that. That's the new Steve drink.
I like it. It's good. It's it's got Kahlua instead of whatever, rum or whatever. I don't know.
Well, okay.
You substitute. Anyways, it's complex. Let it go. Anyways, but it, you know, I like a pina colada every once in a while, or walk on a beach.
Walk on the beach.
Yeah. Do you drink pina colada?
Oh, get caught in the rain.
So, like, the worst song ever made.
Of course, Chris's audio goes out. But it is the best song ever made, Chris. You are correct.
The worst.
Isn't it nice that you can say that and she can't hear you?
I know.
How ironic. She likes pina coladas.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that I know all the words to that song and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know how that happens sometimes? You'll be like, I didn't think about my lady. All right, so. Okay.
I think it has a very poor message.
It has a really
good
method.
Back to, yes.
Okay. So, Chris, you had a drink too. What'd you have?
I had the Monkey Head, also known as, wait, did I write it down? At least I did not write it down. What
it's
was it called?
Cool-headed Monkey.
A Cool-headed Monkey. And it was actually quite tasty. It had some rum. It had some fruit juice. I think tangerine juice or something. So it's pretty good. And they gave it to you in a monkey head, which you don't get to keep.
You can buy one, though. And I think they're $15.
They're $15.
That's ridiculous. You don't need more tchotchkes in your house.
The price of monkey heads these days.
But
so
but if that's something you collect, it was definitely a nice mug.
It was a nice quality mug. Yes.
If nice quality monkey
collect,
head.
That's the least of your problems.
Yeah, you know, my monkey head collection is getting rather large.
Come on. Monkey head. Get a set of four.
Is that like the McDonald's glasses?
Yes.
Hey, kids, do you want your hot cocoa in a monkey head? Yes. Oh, mommy's got one.
because I drink a lot.
You could have brought it home.
So I have to say, and my audio was bad, so I couldn't hear everything Lisa said.
Yeah.
I really liked Jock Lindsay was 10 times more my speed because it was nice and quiet in there. You could talk and hang out. We were in a comfy chair.
Mm-hmm.
That was my kind of thing. There were no piano players playing. Well, no one played American Pie, which is incredibly disappointing. But in general, there were just, you know, it was quiet.
If you request, they will play.
You want to play
we should have requested the Pina Colada song for Steve.
I know.
You know, just backtracking a little bit. You know, you've got people that at the beginning of the night at, I'm going back to Jelly Rolls, they're throwing napkins up there with song requests with no money. And then slowly you start seeing some singles and then, oh my gosh, there's a five with a request. And they're like, yeah, I'll play this song. We saw $80. $80 for a song request.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
I saw some 20s and I thought that was a lot.
What was the song?
I don't know. Beastie Boys.
But that was hysterical.
No, yeah. That would have been awful.
Yeah, he was good.
It was hilarious.
Yeah,
it was hilarious. Would have been the moment where I got up and left.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you do if you're going to propose to your girl.
Drink.
At Jelly Rolls, you got to throw up the $80 to make sure that Beastie Boys song comes up there.
I guess.
Do the proposal. You know,
I went into the Hangar Bar. I didn't actually get to, it was mobbed. There were no seats available. So we didn't stay, but I thought the theming in there was great. And I loved the outside area where you could sit outside. You can kind of, they had music playing outside. It was nice.
Yeah.
Well, and
it's on the water.
They've been capping it off too. So like they won't, you know, if they reach capacity, they won't let you in. Cause one night we went by there like about 3 weeks ago. And they're like, you can't go in, you know, there's no room. And we just were like, well, can we take pictures? And they let us in. But it's pretty popular so far.
Yeah. I saw that occupancy was 150 people. And I can't imagine that means 150 people inside. That would be very painful.
Oh, that would, no, I don't think it would work. But
no, I think inside you could get maybe 10, 20, 30, 40 people, maybe 50. Mm-hmm.
And did you guys see the boats that were right outside of there?
Oh.
Right between the Hangar Bar and the boathouse, the boats that look like old cars.
The Amphicar.
Amphicars. For only $100, you could get a ride in one.
They're cool looking, though.
And they are vintage. Those were a production stock car from the late 1940s, early 1950s. I researched them a while back whenever that first opened, but those are all vintage cars.
Oh my God.
That have been redone. Yeah, they're incredible.
That's got to be owning an old car. I can only imagine how horrible it is.
How stomach churning it is.
To maintain those. To something
that
goes in
you
the water.
Own an old car that's difficult to maintain.
I know. That's why I'm saying it's got to be unbelievably expensive to maintain those cars.
Yeah, but I think it's been completely gutted.
I'm sure it
has. I think they completely redid
them. I know, but it's still got to be crazy expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but they look cool. And is this really the price? I keep always hearing it's like $100.
For 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no way that that's going to be there in 2 years.
Maybe when
you
drink.
There was a line for them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah. Oh. Wow.
But, it's one of those one and done things, though. People aren't going to do it more than once.
Yeah.
They made 4,000 of them between 1961 and 1968. It was the Amphicar Model 770.
I want an Amphicar, Lisa.
No.
Oh, you know what? If you
Tell him to sell the Truckster.
I'll buy it from you, Steve.
And then she'll torch it.
I know.
She'll sell sledgehammer slugs.
I remember doing that as
Steve
a kid.
Steve knows exactly what my fantasy to do with that car is.
What?
And it's not pretty.
Be nice to my car.
Mm. Okay.
Firing range.
Yeah, Time Magazine in 1961 hailed the Amphicar as the vehicle that promised to revolutionize drowning.
Cute.
Well, that's quite a plug.
Exactly.
Chris? Can I just say one thing about Jock Lindsay's that I thought was amusing and extremely practical? Whereas Trader Sam's becomes a bar like at 7 o'clock at night and you can't bring kids in there. Jack Lindsay's is like kids all the time. So like if you're a parent and you just go out and have dinner together with your kids and then you're like, I really need some alcohol because these kids are driving me crazy, you can go to Jack Lindsay's.
Now I thought they children. I thought they cut kids out of there at a certain time.
No, Ray said they do not.
Oh,
that
okay.
It's not run like a and someone can, you know, a listener can correct us, but we were told by one of the bartenders, by the bartender's spouse, that that's not the case. Because I mentioned that I had gone there, you know, I think it was the second night it was open, and it was chock full of kids at like 10:30 at night.
Okay.
And he said, yeah, no, it's not like Trader Sam's where they can't be in after 7 o'clock.
Okay, cool.
So. Oh, and I also want to point out, because I'm going to go back to Jelly Rolls again. Jelly Rolls, you do have to be 21 or older to get in, and there are no exceptions to this.
And it's 12.
There is a cover charge.
$12.
$12.
Mm-hmm. And back over to Jock's. Tip your bartenders. We know some of the bartenders there. They're working really hard.
She just got a new house.
She finally got out of an apartment.
Yeah, little tipping etiquette. If you're going to sit there for 2 hours and sip your Diet Coke, you're taking up real estate. You don't owe a dollar on that. You now owe like 20. That could have turned over plenty of times.
Yeah, but give it a try. It's pretty cool. And then just Disney Springs overall. I know some of us hate Disney Springs. Some of us, I think Chris Sharpie and I like Disney Springs. It's coming along. It's looking really good. While we were there, they opened the I-4 ramp. So the I-4 ramp is now open. That goes directly into the garage. It opened 2 weeks ago.
I walked through Downtown Disney on Sunday. Downtown Disney, still calling it that. Springs.
It'll take a while.
I walked through Disney Springs on Sunday evening. And in all honesty, I was completely blown away. I was kind of lukewarm with Downtown Disney, especially once Pleasure Island closed and all that entire, almost that entire center area was vacant. We would do like the marketplace to do some shopping and like the Earl's sandwich and stuff like that. Once Upon a Toy, all that kind of cool stuff. But once we were done there, we were gone. Like we hopped on our bus and went back to our resort. But I walked all the way over to Cirque du Soleil and back, and it was truly incredible. The live music, there were probably six different venues, in that walking distance.
Oh, that's nice.
Live music, all different sorts of stuff like world music. And then there was, just a cover band. And then there was Latin music going on at Paradiso 37, just all sorts of places. And the way they have really worked in those venues into the landscaping, into the hardscaping, into the overall architecture. I'm really looking forward to the further development of that and the two-story shopping area that they're going to be building. Major work. I was kind of expecting a facelift on Downtown Disney and rebranding as Disney Springs, but they are completely changing the face of what I think, honestly, what guests are going to expect from it and what guests are going to get from it. And it's going to be packed. I mean, whenever you look at folks who are coming in, they don't have a park ticket their first night or their last night or however that might work out. I really do think it's going to be a full day adventure at Disney Springs. Lots of things to do, shopping for everyone, a lot of things going on.
There's no shopping for me there. Just so you know.
I don't think that it's going to be a full day experience there. However, I think that what they have done down there, and I think the new bridge.
Oh, I was going to say, the new bridge, yeah.
The new bridge made it so much easier to get from point A to point B. It took a lot of that excess walking out. I think that what they've done down there is absolutely stunning so far.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be a full day thing, but I think it's definitely, it's got some interesting shops. Like, we spent a lot of time just looking at some of the little kiosks, like with the signs and stuff, and there was a lot just to look at, you know?
I think...
I don't know if it's going to be great for everybody. Like, I think there's going to be some high end shops in there that most people can't afford.
Right.
But
what are they putting in? I mean, I know they're putting in a Lilly Pulitzer. That's the only one I know.
And they put in like this little flip flop, like create your own flip flop thing.
I saw that.
They were kind of expensive. Like a lot of
there
the
was
stuff
a hat
that
place.
I saw.
We saw a hat place. Yeah. We saw the flip flop. I know people are putting up pictures of a gelato place. There's a candy.
There's
store.
A coffee shop.
Yeah, there's a couple of coffee places, a couple different coffee.
Yeah, you're saying it's probably not a full day part or adventure, but I.
But I mean, people on our bus were going because they didn't have a park ticket.
Yeah.
And they wanted something to do, and they heard, and that's exactly, you know, it's a
they're
nice.
Going for the food.
It's their first day there, like Sharpie was saying, and this is who was on our bus, and they're like, yeah, that's where we're going to go there. We don't have a park ticket. It's our first day, and it's, you know, it's free, and there's, and they were looking for dinner.
Yeah, I think it's a good break from the parks.
Mm-hmm.
If
Absolutely.
You get up, you go to the pool, maybe take a nap in the middle of all the chaos of park days, and then go to downtown, go to Disney Springs. That's going to take some training.
Well, they got, I mean, they have, remember, they have Splitsville. They have a giant 24-theater AMC that has dining incorporated as well. They've got
all that stuff costs money if you're going down there to just kill a day and not spend $11 per person for an extra day in the park.
Okay, Lauren, let's be honest. If you're going to Disney Springs, you're spending money.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's actually cheaper to spend the extra $11 for a park pass for the day than it is to go to Disney Springs.
It is. Yeah. Because you've got, you have a lot of high-end single one-ticket things.
Cirque du Soleil.
Yep.
You've got
you're going to spend money there.
Yep.
And all the concerts that happen at House of Blues. But like I said, all of the free live entertainment that was down there, I was really impressed. I mean, it is really turning into a great destination. And I really do think it's going to turn Saratoga Springs into a pretty nice location resort, whereas before it was kind of
Yeah, we
Saratoga
could see people Springs walking. Nice. Yeah, you just walk right over. We were watching people walk right over from over there.
Yeah, because especially the new connection bridge they put into Saratoga Springs, really, really nice.
Yeah.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
I always come off as not liking Downtown Disney, and I really – it's not that I don't like Downtown Disney. I just feel like you go to Disney World to go to the parks and not to buy more plastic crap and eat at mediocre restaurants. I can do that in the parks.
But
so,
now you do have some good restaurants down there now.
I really want to go to Morimoto. I think overall, you know, in the past, the only place I really liked was the quick service place, the Wolfgang Puck.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
You got Earl of Sandwich down there. How could you go wrong with that?
You know, Earl of Sandwich is not enough for me to get on a bus. I mean, it took us, and this is a whole other show, a ridiculous amount of time on the bus to get there. It was really not the most pleasant ride. I think as a destination, like it's phenomenal. It's a really phenomenal place to go. There's lots of new stuff. There's lots of energy. It's a little crowded, but it's very nice. Having said that, it was, and it was crowded when we were there too. Having said that, I would generally prefer to stay at the parks or at my resort, which is going to have a more quiet atmosphere and a lot of nice options. And I just, I don't shop when I go to Disney ever. I mean, if I buy
That's
something,
you shop all year round.
That may be true, but I just, I don't need more stuff that I could get at the Disney store in my town. However, if you don't live near anything like that, I think Downtown Disney is definitely a place to go and check out if you have time.
It's fun. I mean, and the other thing that they're doing now is all the parking lot space that used to be there that is not turned into the parking garages is being turned into the actual Disney, the Springs part of Disney Springs. And the concept drawings they showed us 2 years ago now, it's like a water park. They're like literally building a water park to make the Springs and then building the shops around all these, you know, like, full-size swimming pools and lakes and rivers and
are there
waterfalls.
Actual pools that people can swim in?
No, but they're making fake springs.
Okay.
And then they're going to make the docks that
probably
go over them.
Very pretty.
Yeah, so it's going to be amazingly
that new bridge
pretty.
Is pretty. The new bridge is really nice.
So it's going to be a really nice area, I think, once that other area is done. And then that'll absorb a lot of, hopefully, the crowd. And getting in and out of there should be really easy. They've got crosswalks now, so you don't have to cross the road, so they don't have to stop traffic. They go above the road. Those are about done. So I think one more year. And then Ray was also saying that the bus Stop's going to move over there, kind of real close to Morimoto. So you'll come in right there from the buses.
Yeah. I think it's going to give us a lot to report on and a lot to explore. And I think it's even more exciting for someone who's never been or doesn't go as frequently. For us,
right?
It gets a little mundane. You know, they add one more thing. We check it out. We're like, okay. But when you're going to Disney Springs for the first time, it's pretty magnificent. You've got to admit.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's beautiful. Pretty cool. So, all right. With that, I will go ahead and wrap up the show. I would like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you have comments or questions for us, those can be sent to comments@mousechat.net. If you like our shows, you can download them. Listen anytime you want. Those are downloadable, if that's a word, at mousechat.net and also at iTunes. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.